Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
What's happening?
Oh, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Elton John revealed on Good Morning America that he's lost vision in his right eye due to a severe infection and is uncertain when he will be able to record music again. The 77-year-old singer shared that his left eye is also not in great condition, making it difficult to see, read, or watch anything. While doctors are hopeful for recovery, John described the situation as kind of floored and noted the healing process has been really slow.
So he's kind of quit touring, hasn't he?
Yes.
Didn't he
so,
have his final he? Tour?
That tour, that goodbye.
Yeah, I thought so. Well, but some of them say that and then they go back out on the road.
Thank you. I was about to say that.
I could see him doing a residency, but
I'm sorry
see
to hear
him
that, though.
Doing
yeah. Love Elton John. He's good. More music news. The 2024 Billboard and Music Award nominees have been announced, with Zach Bryan leading the way with 18 nominations, despite recent accusations of emotional abuse by his ex-girlfriend Brianna Lepaglia. Taylor Swift follows closely with 16 nods, Morgan Wallen with 15, and first-time nominee Sabrina Carpenter with 9. Other notable first-time nominees include Teddy Swims and Tyla with 8 nominations each. And you can check out the Billboard Music Awards on December 12th across all Fox, Paramount Plus, and Amazon Fire TV channels.
Teddy Swims only got 8 votes.
8 nominations.
You don't know who that is.
I don't
is.
Even know who the hell that is.
He's got a great
voice. I bet
voice.
You would if you heard that song.
Okay.
Speaking of Billboard, Jason Aldean. Have we talked about this? He was left out of Billboard's top 100 country artists of all time. Really?
What a joke.
That's a joke.
I can't even believe
she
that.
She says it's because they're woke, and I would agree with that. I'm sorry.
Is it
his
me?
Wife
top,
is saying that.
His wife.
Yeah, I understand it's his
who
wife.
Endorsed
but
Trump.
Right, but I still feel like she has to be spot on. It's Jason Aldean.
So?
There are other artists on there who I feel like, and yeah, of course you're going to ask me to name them, and so, I
so
they, ignore this one who's accused of abuse by his ex-wife.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
But they won't give Aldean a break because of his wife's opinion on politics. Anyway.
Well, him too. He wrote that small town song, so.
Yeah.
That riled up some feathers. NBC is renegotiating its right to broadcast the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which Carl did 3 times.
Three times, not five, was what we learned yesterday.
Yeah.
Potentially increasing the annual cost to $60 million, up from the current $20 million. The proposed deal would extend the network's partnership for another decade. In 2023, the parade attracted 30 million views, generating $52 million in advertising revenue, with commercials averaging $865,000 each.
So, wait a minute. It generated $50 million And they're going to pay $60 million for the right to broadcast it?
For five years or
for
so.
For 5 years.
Oh, okay. So they'll still make a healthy profit.
Yes.
Well, they show it twice.
It's supposed to be wet and cold there.
Who
so
watches
we'll see
it?
How.
That's
no,
what I
want to
know.
I do.
It's
I think it's
background.
Fun.
Yeah,
fact,
exactly.
Yeah. It is on the background.
Exactly.
Like the other day, I'm like, Michael, can we wake up, light a fire, and turn on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Really?
Yeah, and not that we're going to sit there on the couch and just watch it, but it's nostalgic
it's
just to have it on
exactly.
in the background.
You're so 1950s,
Mark, I'm all
Kim.
About nostalgia.
I'm just telling you. I used to, I had to, Sue, do you remember this? I had to do the Channel 4
Channel
parade
4
one time up here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I will tune in occasionally just to watch how miserable they are sitting there trying to come up with things to say about each float that goes by. That was one of the most miserable experiences of my life.
Well, that is particularly bad, but the Rose Parade, they have a lot more info and stuff to say rather than there's that guy in a pickup truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love the I love the people. My friends over here still over Channel 4, but I despised having to do that.
I love the long stretches of nothing.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
That's what I mean. You get just, la, 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 la. There went a dog.
Phil, Phil.
Let's go to our buddy Matt Chambers, who's down on the street with an interview from, you know, the Ameren, who's sponsoring it or whatever. I mean, come on.
Can't wait to tune into the Ameren interview.
Hopefully no sponsors here.
Love you, Matt. Go ahead.
Carolina Prime Pet Inc. has issued a recall for 16-ounce bags of Hollywood Feed Carolina Made Chicken Chips Dog Treats. It's been sold in 19 states, including Missouri, and online. There's a potential salmonella contamination, although no illness have been reported, but the company is taking precautionary measures after a third-party lab found the contamination. So if you have those, don't feed them to your dogs.
Yeah, thank you.
Dictionary.com has announced Demure is its 2024 Word of the Year, thanks to TikToker Jules LeBron. The word, traditionally meaning shy and modest, gained popularity after LeBron's viral and sarcastic video showcasing her makeup routine, calling it very demure and very mindful.
This sparked a-
not that.
I've been thinking of that all morning, Carl. I'm not even going to lie. This sparked a trend of users posting their own takes on being demure. The word saw a 12,000% increase online usage between January and August and has evolved into a reflection of sophistication and self-possession.
When's the last time you heard the word demure before somebody used it on TikTok?
There you go.
I don't use it because I'm so sick of everybody else using it.
Well, Mark just uses it every morning.
Well,
yeah, thank
Mark,
you.
No. You're right. Mark does say it a lot.
He's so demure.
So demure.
Our shore's
he epitomizes
be demure, today.
Demure.
Said no one ever. No, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.